Since the day he took office, Donald Trump has been the focus of large public protests right across the world. His treatment of minority groups, particularly immigrants and refugees, has been lambasted. Citizens from several mainly Muslim countries, including Iran, have been banned from entering the US by Trump. The UN's human rights chief has had enough. In an email to his staff obtained by foreign policy magazine, Zayd Raad Al Hussein says he will quit his role this summer. He explains the global retreat from human rights has made his job untenable. He has been particularly critical of Donald Trump. We asked EU lawmakers if they are surprised by his decision.
No, because the United States are killing day by day persons with drones. In the Middle East, they are killing people.
Trump has been heavily criticized by Hussein for promoting the virtues of reintroducing torture as a method of trying to extract information from suspected terrorists. EU lawmakers say upholding human rights standards should be a priority for the 28-nation bloc.
Now that there's a kind of a void in world leadership in terms of Donald Trump becoming more isolationist and extreme, I think the European Union has a very important role to play.
Members of the public have told us that Trump's travel ban targeting Muslims makes no sense. They say the policy is driven by deeply entrenched Islamophobia.
They say that the argument is the 9/11, which is absolutely absurd because Saudi Arabia is not banned from the countries that are related to this measure.
What can I say good about Trump? Nothing. Nothing.
It's for sure he's not making any friends all over the world.
Rights groups accuse EU leaders of staying too silent with respect to Trump's discriminatory policies.
Political commentators suggest the reason EU heads of government are not decrying Trump's appalling human rights record much more vocally is because they fear the economic repercussions. Critics say they are effectively turning their backs on the European Union's much lauded values. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.